Welcome to Book Bumble, the podcast for people who love to read. In each episode, we'll introduce a stack of books that are tied together with a common connection to help take a deeper dive into each story.
We provide a space to talk books that is friendly and deep with a little hint of geek.
I'm Laura Pleasance.
And I'm Leslie Hopping.
And we are two friends who love spending time with our families, visiting libraries, and reading great books.
We are so happy you joined us. Let's get started.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Laura.
Welcome, everyone. This is episode 32 of season 2. Today, we're bringing you a shorty, an episode with just two books, and we hope it might be just what you need. Our short stack is tied together with the common theme of books that are dealing with the recent death of a family member. These characters are ready to hear the will and settle the estate, but it's not always what they expect or want. So let's get right into it. I'm going to start us off with The Heiress by Rachel Hawkins, published in 2024. Rachel Hawkins also wrote The Villa, which we both read and really enjoyed. Here's the starting point. Ruby McTavish, Callahan Woodward Miller Kenmore, is the heiress to the McTavish fortune and is notorious for being kidnapped as a toddler and being a widow four times over, hence all the names. When she dies, her adopted son, Camden, becomes the heir to the fortune and Ashby House, the grand home of the McTavish family. But three other McTavishes are not happy about this because they consider Cam not a rightful heir or a real McTavish. Cam wants nothing to do with this inheritance, and he's left it behind for 10 years. When he and his wife, Jules, return to Ashby House to try to sort things out, lots of questions arise. What were the circumstances surrounding Ruby's kidnapping? How did her four husbands actually die? Why did she adopt Cam? This is a really fun, twisted gothic thriller. Mm-hmm. I loved the structure of this narrative with some old letters from Ruby, some news articles, and the perspectives of Cam and Jules telling the story. I thought it kept things interesting and moving along, and many of the chapters ended on a cliffhanger, so it was very intriguing and urgent to keep reading until that story came back around to that thread.
Yes.
Even though Cam didn't want the inheritance, lots of other people did. So his great aunt, Nell, Ruby's sister, his cousins, Ben and Lydia. And it was delicious fun as they tried to get their grips into Cam and Jules. And another thing that I loved, everyone was unreliable, which made it even more of a page-turner. One of my favorite things about the book was the idea that an inheritance is not only about money and property.
Yeah, that's
it's about way more than just what is in the will. So maybe it... Maybe you don't want those things, but that's not a choice because they might be personality traits or physical traits or emotional baggage or trauma. So some of the inheritance is convoluted and very dysfunctional in this book. There are a lot of secrets, there's suspense, and just these super twisted relationships that make you realize that being a McTavish might not be all it's cracked up to be. This was a quick page turner, The Heiress by Rachel Hawkins. What did you think about this book?
I thought your point about not necessarily wanting what's given to you or the strings attached to it, it's very interesting because you always think of inheritances of people. things people want. Mm-hmm. But like the house, Ashby House, mm-hmm. I mean, it was falling apart. Like right. he didn't really want to be a part of this dysfunctional house and family. Mm-hmm. He loved his mother, his adoptive mother, but mm-hmm. that even that had holes.
Right.
And then I loved Jules added a whole nother spark.
She did.
Because she was pretty unreliable. Mm-hmm. Her purpose and reasoning, you weren't sure mm-hmm. what it was reading through
right.
it. And I loved that would not have been someone that I thought I'd be here wanting to hear from in the story.
Right.
But it was.
Yeah.
Gave a good perspective.
Yeah. And I liked the way that everybody wanted the things for their own different mm-hmm. reasons. Mm-hmm. And Cam didn't want the things for his own reasons.
Right.
And I liked going into his backstory. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great part of the book, too.
Yeah, and those letters really tied
oh my that gosh.
All together.
Can you imagine? I mean,
I loved her and hated her and loved her.
Yeah, and Ruby. When you read this book, you're just going to, your jaw will drop down when you read these letters that uh-huh. she wrote. It's a great book.
It was a great
I loved
book.
It. Okay. You have something to tie in with
I
this.
Do.
What is it?
So when we both came across The Heiress by Rachel Hawkins, I immediately started thinking about its strange connection to The Inheritance Games by Jennifer Lynn Barnes. This book, The Inheritance Games, is the first in a 5-book series, and it came out in 2020. And yes, I read this book from 2020.
Okay. But in 2020?
Probably not. It's another book about a large and somewhat surprising inheritance that tears an already precarious family dynamic into chaos.
Okay.
Avery, our main character, is almost out of high school and just hoping to snag a scholarship and head off to college without being noticed.
Okay.
So she's not even 8. She's barely 18.
Okay.
So she wants out of there. But instead, she becomes the heir to billions. Tobias Hawthorne left her his entire fortune. But to get it, she has to move into Hawthorne House and live with Tobias's actual family, who were just left out of the fortune they thought they were getting.
Oh, nice.
And
I'm
Avery
sure she'll love that.
Yeah, she doesn't even know who Tobias Hawthorne is.
That's creepy.
And they're all living there, and she has to, in the will, she has to move in.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful. The opposite of being unnoticed, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So his daughter is one of the people in the house, Tobias's daughter,
okay.
and 4 grandsons. And they obviously are not
no.
taking this well.
Mm-mm.
Avery has no idea why this stranger would write her into his will. And she doesn't know how she's going to survive living with these people who think money is a must, not a privilege.
Okay.
Oh, did I mention that Tobias was a man who loved riddles and puzzles?
Mm.
He did, and the house is full of secret passageways, and each room holds mysteries that beg to be solved. As if the mystery isn't enough, you have some great love triangles with the grandsons. I won't say love triangles, but love interests. One grandson fully believes he is set to prove that Avery is a con woman trying to take his well-deserved money.
Wow.
Another just sees Avery as another riddle his grandfather has left him to solve.
Okay.
He thinks that if he solves that, then he'll end up getting the money.
Okay,
that that's just
wow.
one more riddle. This book is full of danger, so it's not a totally lighthearted,
mm-hmm.
fun book. Full of danger and riddles, which I just really love. To me, it was like an adult version of the 39 Clues series that
oh.
I read with my kids when they were younger.
Yes.
You'll just love the intrigue and fight for survival, because the only one who wants Avery in this house with all of the money is no longer alive. So she's on her own. Or did he leave enough behind to help Avery discover the truth?
Oh.
And that was The Inheritance Games by Jennifer Lynn Barnes. Has a lot of connections to The Heiress, because you have a lot of family tree dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
So Avery, in my head, really related to Cam a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not an adopted, like she isn't, she finds out right away she's not blood related to Tobias. They, of course, do a DNA check.
Okay.
But she still has to find her place.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And she does have, there are reasons. And I did read the second book, but I didn't read any further than that. Not because I didn't like them, but just mm-hmm. because I didn't have time to read anymore. But they're just really intriguing.
Sounds good. And they're also connected by unreliable characters.
Yes.
The danger factor.
Yes.
Because there's danger in the heiress as well.
Uh-huh.
And just the fact that people say things mm-hmm. and do things for their own reason that aren't, you just don't know what's behind right. that all.
Right. Everyone in this family as well wanted that inheritance or felt they deserved it or some needed it.
Mm-hmm.
For very different reasons.
Yeah.
You start to kind of break down all of those pieces. Great
right.
character development.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So check those out together.
Yeah. So glad you joined us today. If you'd like some other titles that go along with this theme, check out our show notes from today's episode.
Please share this episode with a friend and check us out on Instagram at The Book Bumble. We'd love it if you would subscribe to our podcast. Join us next time with a new bundle of wonderful reads.
Until next time.